Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I got a college football note for you here. I got some college football musings for us today. Yesterday and earlier this week, we've been talking a lot about Ashton Jeanty.
Yeah, he's really good.
Yeah. So I went through and I was talking about the quarterbacks that he has more yards than. Passing, like air yards, passing. Ashton Jeanty on the ground through 4 weeks has more rushing yards than them. Today I went through team rushing totals in college football. Boise State ranks fifth nationally in rushing. He has 846 yards. Boise State has 1,210 yards rushing.
Good Lord.
They're on the ball very effectively, and it's not just him.
Those are Academy-esque numbers.
There's only one Academy ahead of him.
Goodness.
And it's Army.
That's so many
yards. Telling you, Navy throws the ball this year.
But no, I'm just saying, like, when you stack up that many rushing yards in that few games, like, those are the only teams that do that.
Okay. Well, there, I went and I looked up the team numbers. There are 90 teams in college football that have fewer rushing yards than Ashton Jeanty. 90.
Wow. He's averaging 11 yards a carry, so that tracks.
Including teams like Missouri,
which is ranked, what, seventh in the country right now?
Georgia Tech.
Which is a team that was at one point known for running the option.
Arizona State, Pitt,
which runs
Kentucky.
The Scatabo offense.
Maryland, Baylor, Nebraska, Clemson.
Goodness gracious. Like, those aren't like this.
He has 140 more yards than Air Force.
Like, you're not rattling off like MAC teams that are throwing the ball 70 times a game. Like, those are like balanced offense type teams.
He has rushed for almost 200 more yards than Michigan State this year as a team.
And it's not like Childs is throwing 40 times a game. It's not like Dylan Raiola is throwing out there 38 times a game.
Well, let me further this a little bit. Boise State has only played in four games this year.
All those other teams have played five.
There are only 43 teams that have rushed for more yards than Ashton Jeanty this year. Mm-hmm. Teams, not people, teams. 29 of those 43 have played five games. 29 of the 43 teams ahead of Ashton Jeanty in rushing yards have played an extra game over him. And, oh, by the way, most of those 90 that are behind him have also played in five games, and he's only played in four. It's crazy
what he's doing. In case you're wondering, Jeanty has skyrocketed in the Heisman odds. He is now third or fourth, depending on which book you're looking at.
Right now, it should be Travis Hunter number one, Ashton Jeanty number two, and a chasm
and then all the
between those two and anybody, anybody else. But Jalen Milroe is going to get a bump.
Milroe is still leading across all books. Milroe is number one.
Yeah.
Hunter two, Cam Ward three, Jeanty four.
And that is the stupidest thing about the people that vote for the Heisman Trophy. Jalen Milroe is not the best player in college football.
No, God no. He's not even the best player on his own team.
He's not the best quarterback in college football. The Heisman Trophy should not go to the best quarterback on the best team. And for far too long, that's what they've been doing.
Yes.
Or they'll go best player on the best team. No. That's not what this award should be. It's not what it, even in the description of it, it's the most outstanding player in college football.
Can you give it to Travis Hunter if they only win two more games?
Yes. If he does, if he keeps doing what he's doing right now, absolutely. If they win two more games, yeah, you still can, because he's the most outstanding player in college football. Mm-hmm. Like, it is. If he gets hurt, that's a different story.
Sure.
Because then it's like, well, that's why you can't play. But if he goes through and plays over 120 snaps in every single game this year,
and keeps doing what he's doing as a wide receiver, goodness gracious.
Nobody can do that.
No.
Nobody can do that. And the productivity he has on both sides of the ball has been absolutely eye-popping.
What was it took him
stunning.
Out last year? Was a ruptured spleen on the cheap hit?
Yeah. Yeah, something like, it wasn't ruptured. It was like a last, I think it was lacerated. Yeah. Yeah. But I mean,
other than that, like, if had it not been for that, he was on pace to keep on going.
Yeah, and he did slow down at the end of the year when they weren't as good.
And I'm sure they probably started to protect him at the end of the year.
And
that's what you do.
They really should, but he's incredible. No matter what you think of Colorado, Travis Hunter is incredible.
Or even Travis Hunter, he's, you know.
And then Ashton Jeanty is equally as good.
Yeah.
He is equally as good when you look at what he is doing to every team that he plays. If he keeps this up, my goodness, it's incredible. But here's the thing. This is where, you know, running backs or you did the two-way player or a receiver fall out of favor in this. And when I say a receiver, I mean like the best receiver in college football, not the best receiver on the best team. They will get dinged up.
Yep.
They'll miss a game. And then, unlike the best player on the best team, well, they kept on winning.
Or the quarterback.
A down game, and it's like, dead to me. Quarterbacks will have a bad game, and for whatever reason,
But the team wins.
Yeah, but the team wins.
It's a win. Like, the quarterback wins that. It's always one thing. But
so stupid.
Jeanty's really one of those interesting ones, because he's not. It's not gimmicky. This isn't Justin Blackmon at Oklahoma State, where he's just being force-fed for numbers. Like, Jeanty is running between I don't mean to say Blackmon was bad. I mean that his reception count is so absurd because he's catching everything. It's, you know, behind the line of scrimmage type stuff, where they're like just getting him the ball endlessly. Jeanty is, it's not gimmicky. He's running between the tackles.
Yeah.
He's patiently waiting and then breaking. Like, you watched him against Oregon and then against Washington State. He's sitting there, delay, burst, break through, and it's an 18-yarder. Burst, break through, it's an 80-yarder. How far was the big play against Oregon?
70.
You know, one play, boom, gone. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not just those, though. He's also the between-the-tackle guy who gets you four, who gets you five. But the thing is, he's averaging, again, 11 yards a carry, and this isn't a guy who's getting, like, four or five touches a game. This is a guy who's getting 20-plus touches a game.
Yeah, if he leads the country in all-purpose yards at the end of the year, which he does right now, and all-purpose yards are rushing, receiving, punt, and kick return yards. Mm-hmm. He doesn't return kicks.
No.
So you think of how many yards guys get on kickoff returns. That's a big number. If he leads the country in all-purpose yards, then you got to sit there and go, I don't care where he plays.
Yeah.
He is on pace right now. Okay, rushing yards, he's on pace for 2,535.
Which is still less than Barry's, right?
Barry's record is 2,628.
Yeah. Which is insane. Like, Ashton Jeanty, what he is doing right now, we have not seen anybody do in 40 years. And he's still not on pace for what Barry Sanders did at Oklahoma State.
Well, if he would have played a full game against Portland State.
Hey, you know what? You're right, because he came out at half, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rushing touchdowns, 39. Barry Sanders' record in 88 was 37. Yards after contact, he's on pace for 1,761.
Which is more than, you know, anybody else is probably on.
Jonathan Taylor has the record for yards after contact in 2017.
I'm going to say 1,500.
No, 1,355. Forced missed tackles. Bijan Robinson has the record in 2022 at 104. Genty is on pace for 132.
He's on pace for arguably the best rushing running back season in college football history.
All time. All time. What he's doing is mind-boggling. Yeah. Mind-boggling, really.
And he does it in all facets, and it's super fun because it's not a gimmicky offense. It's not it's not screens everywhere. It's running by doing the tackles, and with a traditional style, he's a little bit more upright. You know, now upright is, I think, optional when you're talking about a guy who's like 5'8", but he's very fun to watch, not just when he breaks big plays, but every time he touches the ball. It's not the level of pure terror that you got with Reggie Bush every time he touched the ball. I think I liken it more to a hybrid of like Maurice Jones-Drew slash Christian McCaffrey, mm-hmm. where you know he can break one, but it's not because he's getting to the edge and just faster than everybody else. It's that 1, 2, 3 blown tackles, and then, oh no, there he goes, and he gets to show you the speed. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.